listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. It's a big day and it's a great day. Are you living in the kingdom? So our scripture today is found on page 757. It goes like this. The Lord is my shepherd. Should we say that together? The Lord is my shepherd. Let's say it again. The Lord is my shepherd. Let's say it again. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Psalm 23, in case you're wondering. I shall not want. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes me lie down in green. Some of you guys have quit already. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet, very quiet. He leads me beside quiet waters. Come on in, Ryan. He leads me beside quiet waters. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. That's your intellectual, emotional capacity. It's not where your real will is. People talk about it. Big name preachers talk about it. The real will is in your spirit. For you are a spirit being that has a soul on the face of the earth to discern and to have intellectual capacity and emotional response and other things like that. God has a soul too. In fact, if Jesus had shrunk back, his soul would have had no pleasure in him. But a spirit gives birth to spirit, and that spirit will make decisions one way or another. Adam and Eve's soul didn't die when they took that tree, but they died. Now, the soul is the way in which a biological being called an animal makes its way upon the face of the earth. A dog has a soul. It has a level of intellectual capacity. A dog can understand you, for Pete's sake. A dog gets happy, a dog gets sad. A dog knows that the door is open, he can go through. A dog has a level of soulish capability, and so do you. But you're not to walk by your soul. You're to walk by your spirit. Why? Because the righteous walk by faith. And the Bible tells you it is with the heart that man believes. So you have a level of believing in the soul, but that's a carnal level. You have a level of believing in your body. The stove is hot. I believe that. I put my hand on the burner. You have a level of believing in your soul. The man on the radio said it's going to rain. I accept that. I have believed in it. But I see the sky is blue, so now I believe it's not raining. That's a walk by sight. It's designed for the face of the earth. But the eternal is designed for the spirit, and the spirit is designed for the eternal. And your spirit is eternal. And the soul follows the spirit when the body dies. When the spirit leaves the body's dead. The soul has gone with the spirit. The spirit is important. It's critical. But God cares for you, spirit, soul, and body. And the punishment that gave us peace, which is the primary form of salvation for the soul. You are no longer tormented on the face of the earth by what you think or feel. But you have trust beyond it. You have something from the spirit realm. You have peace. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. The world cannot give peace like that. It is a spiritual peace. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. We'll read the rest of verse 3 in a minute. Let's go down to 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. The spirit of fear will attack the soul. God has not given you a spirit of fear. Even though you walk through the valley in the shadow of death. So let's go that way. He restores my soul. I fear no evil, for you are with me. I fear no evil. For you are with me. Even as Colleen said, death comes in many ways. Fear comes and evil comes in many ways. I fear no evil. Back to 3. He guides me in the paths of righteousness. He guides me in the paths of righteousness. It's like that song. You know that last song? It's called All I See. I think Elizabeth hasn't figured out the name of the song yet. But she wrote it, but I gave it the name. So I'm just trying to work that in. But and that All I See is the guiding of God in righteousness. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, so that you can carry the name who will guide you in everything that's right. Jesus said the Holy Spirit comes to convict the world of sin. And righteousness and judgment. Sin because they do not believe in me. That's the unsaved human on the face of the earth. Righteousness because he's gone to the Father and the Holy Spirit is convicting you of what is the good thing to do. He is not accusing you or convicting you of sin because you are a believer. He's convicting you what is right so you can make a choice to follow. He's guiding you in the paths of righteousness. And judgment because the devil is also on the face of the earth and the fallen angels with him. And they have been judged. They had knowledge and made decisions. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Together, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Your rod is designed to defeat the attacker, and your staff is designed to lift me and pull me out of trouble. The staff had the crook on the end to get around your neck, not to choke you, but to pull you out. It can also cure a bad cold, a sore throat. Again, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I walk on the face of the earth. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. On the face of the earth, where I live and walk, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. There's no place I have to run particularly. Table will be prepared before me. The manna will come in the wilderness. The grapes and the milk and the honey will be before me as I walk in and take territory. You prepare a table before me. Let's do it together. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. You have anointed my head with oil. The favor of God is upon me. You have anointed my head with oil, with the spirit, with the life, with the fatness. You know, the yoke is broken because of the fatness. Scriptures also translate that because of the anointing. But the anointing was fat running down. It was the good life. He who has, somebody said, shall have more and an abundance. He gave you the has. Do you know it? If you know it, you shall have more and an abundance, because you know how to measure. You know how to judge your blessing. My cup overflows. My cup overflows. Now, this prophecy I read is encouraging the body right now to get into alignment. The psalm for the body of Christ, the psalm of the kingdom of God in the current age, the description of the church age, Psalm 23. My cup overflows. Why you worship and praise? It's the beginning of the recognition of who you are and what you are. You can go to church all your life and walk out the door every Sunday and say, well, I'm not a believer. And you'll be right. You can take communion and go up to the, well, they call it the altar, but there's no altar in the church, actually. The altar was for sacrifice, and that sacrifice has been done. So they go up to the platform where they all gather around. And still go to hell. Because until your spirit will accept and align with the gospel of salvation, you won't get saved. And by the way, you need the gospel of salvation to see and enter the 23rd Psalm. Because it's kingdom. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. There are some who, when they see the enemy show up, assume the Lord has stopped providing and that he will not rescue, that they are doomed. As Jesus said, "Mom, is my soul troubled unto death? But what shall I say?" You say, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup overflows." My cup overflows. I don't hear it very loud here. My cup overflows. When you align yourself with something, you begin to say it. The Jets will win today. And when you begin to say it, you're aligning yourself with the hopes and aspirations of the other fans. Oh, they'll lose in the third period is not aligning yourself with the other fans. Oh, I prayed and God didn't answer me. You're right. Rule number one. God will work with whatever you believe. Rule number two. Stop believing what you don't want. Who sort of fabricated that first concept? Who got that concept first? There was Job, as far as I know. Job was written before Genesis was written. It's an old book. Moses wrote Genesis a long time later. But Job said something interesting. "That which I feared has come upon me." He had to go after it. You know how you're going down a gravel road? Sometimes you got to go a long way to hit that pothole. My cup overflows. Well, the economy's lousy. When someone says that, when you walk into Tim's and you say, "My cup overflows," and someone says, "The economy's lousy and I just lost my job," and you say, "1,000 fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, my cup overflows." You can join me or you can go your way, but my cup overflows because I have aligned myself for this time and this kingdom. And I'm going to have it if nobody else has it. I'm going to have it if everybody that I know departs. Jesus was prepared for them all to leave. He told the tens of thousands that he had fed the day before that today they should start eating his body and drinking his blood. And they got all offended at it. They weren't very philosophical in nature. They just wanted another hot dog, okay? Now, you know, you're not that philosophical when you're going to Costco. You just want another hot dog. We know that. But afterwards, his disciples came and said, "Man, that was a tough sermon. You blew it, Jesus. They're all going to leave you." And you know what he said? "I'm sorry. I should never have spoken that way. I got it wrong, and I'll fix it next time. You know, I'm just doing my best. I guess the Spirit wasn't with me today. He said, are you leaving too? Are you that stupid that you're going to leave what you just saw yesterday? And you know what they said? Oh yeah, we're really bright. We've ignored all the stupidity of the crowd. That's not what they said. They said there's nowhere else to go. No one else feeds them like you do. My cup overflows. Why? Because he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and he has anointed my head with oil. Not because of my circumstance or a government program or some kind of hot job or a rich uncle. How many of you got a rich uncle? Yeah, me neither. I don't think one of my uncles got past grade 10. But they knew how to copy. Surely, this is how you know it's kingdom. Absolutely, verily, verily, goodness and mercy, loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life. He'll be here till I'm not here. He will be with me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You remember what I said? Kingdom is to take you from born again to heaven. If you got born again, you're in heaven. But you can also see and enter the kingdom. But there's some things to align yourself with to get kingdom working. And it's designed to have you in provision and protection and peace all the days of your life, and then give you heaven. You're not designed to be a loser here, but you will be in the presence of your enemies, and you will walk through the valley in the shadow of death, but you align yourself with this, and you'll come out smiling, and you'll come out with worship and praise that breaks every chain. You'll come out into the things that Glenn talked about and that Colleen talked about and that forced me to read Psalm 23. Well, that's enough of this. It's going to be a good year. This is a good time of year to reflect on the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, on what he's trying to do for us. And we are to agree with the Lord and with one another that the blessings of God, every promise in Christ Jesus is yes and amen. And that these things belong to us. We are to help one another. We are to be blessing one another. We are to enjoy the goodness and mercy that pursues us every day. I am hearing a lot about things moving in the Spirit for a lot of people right now. Not only in this kingdom here, but other parts of the kingdom, other Christians that I know. I bump into them. They live close to here. Even Christians that aren't really even aware of the kingdom, but there's things happening in the Spirit right now that are really good to focus on and align yourself with. It should be all you see. That was a famous song that was written, All I See. The devil hates that song. Turned the mic off when it was on. So that one's not working either. Hey, Sigmar, can you make that mic work? No, as soon as I'm done. I've been done a while, actually. I've been